Welcome fucking back to the Dick Van Mike Show. I'm done dying.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Don't worry. We didn't tell them anything about you. We just said that your body wasn't agreeing with you, and that's it.
Oh, I was pushing rocks out of my pee-pee. It's not fucking...
I don't know. Your privacy was
it a, sucks. A
concern to me.
What do you mean? It's awful. Everybody pity me. No, I'm joking. It sucked, but I'm back. What the fuck? Give me some scotch.
Yeah, I took the last drink. Here you go.
I'm going to drink it out of a mug. Like,
don't take all of it, though. I want to have some after.
I have to drive.
We're going to be here for like an hour and a half. What? That was really loud.
That was a good one.
I think there's some cubes in the freezer if you wanted them.
No, just neat.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have your thing.
Yeah, I'm going to have this first. I'm not going to have that now. Anyways, yeah, we back. Mike's back. It's no longer the Dick Sans Mike Show. It's the Dick Van Mike Show.
Yeah, we're
That's
back.
What we called the last episode when you weren't here.
And I don't like not having the beard, I got to say.
Yeah, you look, I said this before the episode, but you look like you have a backyard with no grass and just tomatoes everywhere.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. You
got to make room for hot peppers.
You look the part.
Hot peppers as well.
With your hat too.
Yeah.
You got the whole get up.
I'm ready.
You look like
I'm ready. I have a cold breeze on my face all the time now, though. It feels fucking weird.
You look like you're ready to go to a football game.
Cheers. A football game? Like American or European football?
No. I was being appropriate.
So
I was
European.
Being culturally appropriate.
I guess we're not fucking downing it, so we don't really need to hit the table, do we?
Yeah, I just poured this fizzy drink. I can't down that. You know, I can't chug anything that's carbonated.
You used to be. You used to be good.
Not when it's carbonated. Like, I could never do shotgunning beers. I wish I could, because it's, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Cool when you're at a party.
But... I have a video. Maybe I'll post it on the Instagram one day of me chugging an entire pint in 3.7 seconds.
Yeah, I physically can't do that. I don't know. Something about the way it hits me, I just can't handle it.
He's got to dump it and then burp.
Yeah, I know. But, like, I think I start burping, like, as I'm dumping it.
And then you throw up.
I guess. I haven't thrown up chugging a beer, but I guess I could.
It's kind of.
It's like half.
You're just burping up the beer that you're chugging.
It's half the battle.
So how you been? What did I miss?
You missed a lot. We had Remy and Matt took your seat.
Oh, okay.
We were going to leave it vacant, but we were like, nah, Matt gets it. Cause,
that's fine. What, are you going to put two people here and it's going to be empty here? Fuck that shit.
It could be like, what do you call
it? Your OCD would melt your brain.
No, what do you call it when someone dies, you put up like a memorial,
you guys
a shrine.
You guys should have
like a mic shrine.
You guys should have put glasses on a sex doll or something like that and just dumped it
just
in the
left
seat.
It there.
Yeah.
Just put a microphone in front of it for the aesthetic.
Yeah, why not? My headphones on it.
And that stupid mustache.
Oh, I didn't have the mustache last week.
Oh,
this is fresh this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You did it on purpose?
Well, I'm going for fire department soon, so.
So you have to look the part?
What do they call them? Ketchup dicks?
Ketchup? I don't...
The guys that think they're professional firefighters even though it's like their first week and they come in with mustaches and everything already.
So that's going to be you?
Yeah.
I've never heard that terminology before.
I heard it from Matt and Remy.
Oh, okay.
Who are already there.
Yeah.
Which Matt completely advised me not to do this. He goes, don't show up on the first day with a mustache, but too bad. Because if I shave all of it off, they're going to ID me everywhere and I don't want to deal with that.
That's a compliment, though.
I mean, no, it's not. Because when you're almost 30, you shouldn't be getting ID'd anymore. Like, it's a different story if I'm 20 years old. It's like, oh, I still look like a little one. No, I don't want to look like I need to be ID'd anymore. It says, when you look under 25. I am not under 25.
Yeah, well, deal with it.
Well,
you look young. You look like a...
Yeah, if they heard me get out of bed in the morning, they wouldn't think I was under 25 anymore.
Are you full of the dad noises?
When you sit up and you go... Ugh! Yeah. You're telling me you don't do that?
We are too young for that. I do that sometimes. I do the big old stretch when I wake up. I'm like, all right, let's reach the fucking wall behind me and then reach the other wall on the other side
of
the room.
Yeah, meanwhile,
I'm a tree.
You had to do a cutout in your wall there and you end up punching the barn in your backyard.
Yeah, basically.
Good Lord. All right. So what's new?
I don't know. Does that mustache make noises when you touch it?
What do you mean,
like, ever seen that commercial where the guy's like getting frequencies when he's rubbing across his mustache? Yeah, that sound, but like amplified. But that's not going to come through. These guys are like, "What the fuck?"
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Rub it against the. I don't think that's actually going to come through, but we'll find out.
Maybe.
We'll find out after the post-production.
Post-production.
What's new? Oh, I got a funny story.
All right, go.
So we were at the cottage for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Girlfriend and I went up. My mom and dad went up and just chilled out.
Did you guys fry a bird again?
No, we didn't do the deep fryer. We got lazy.
The Harknett fried bird is legendary.
It's really good, but we didn't do that this year. So anyways, the story has nothing to do with Thanksgiving specifically.
Okay.
So when the girlfriend and I go to the cottage to conserve data, we choose what we want to watch on Netflix beforehand.
Download it
on our iPad. We have like the HDMI adapter for the TV or the projector or whatever. Anyways, so we picked all these shows and we were kind of like scrambling last minute, so we couldn't download them all. And I just said, don't worry about it. I have tons of data. We can watch a couple shows like a night and we'll be fine.
Yeah.
And she had queued up like probably like 10 episodes of like one show and like two movies or whatever, like a lot of stuff.
For download. Yeah.
And so we didn't have time to finish it, so we only had like one or two episodes, whatever. So we left, went to the cottage. We got there late on Friday night. And we're like, okay, how about we put on a show? And the episode that we wanted to watch of the show didn't download, but like the next ones did, like the following two.
Okay.
So I was like, no worries, I'll flip on my data.
We'll watch the one and then we'll have the downloaded.
And then we'll have it downloaded. So after we were done the show, I look at my data on my phone and there's this spike from like the time we were sitting there watching the show, went from like 2 or 3 gigs of use so far in the month to like a whole ass 16 gigs used this month. Apparently, she didn't stop any of the downloads.
So it just continued.
So they all downloaded off my data within the first hour of us being at the cottage.
Perfect.
So I maxed out this month.
Attaboy.
I have like an overage where it goes at slower speeds, but yeah, I'm beyond my fast data.
You have the unlimited where after a certain time it just slows.
Yeah, so after 20 gigs.
You don't get LTE anymore. You just get 3G or something.
Yeah, whatever.
Like that, right?
I don't know the terminology, but it's like you can like basically watch movies and that 20 gigs you can't watch movies. You can go social media and like some YouTube and music.
Yeah. Which is fine.
It's fine. Usable. For normal use.
Because what are you really doing? You're You have your music downloaded probably.
I have a good amount of it.
And then you just check your emails and shit.
Yeah. So like for what I use it for, like I'm not watching Netflix on the go all the time.
Yeah.
But when you like have the cottage and you got to go up there with, you know, haven't convinced my dad to get Starlink yet.
We just finally got one of those adapters for the cottage as well. So I've been doing the same thing. Last time we went up, which was not Thanksgiving weekend, which is this one, but the last weekend, me and Lady Mike, we finished Squid Game.
Yeah.
Which if you haven't seen it, you need to fucking see it.
I'll get to it eventually.
No, you need to watch it.
I have no interest. It looks really dumb.
It's really good.
I don't know.
It is very, very good.
I don't follow trends too good. Like when I see a lot of people super hyped about something, it honestly makes me like uninterested.
I mean, I am getting lots of mixed reviews. There are a lot of people that I know that didn't like it, but I found it very, very good. I enjoyed it thoroughly. If you're into foreign shit, it is different than what you would see here.
Sure. It's Korean or something like
it's
that.
It's Korean. Right? That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Which I actually also watched that Korean zombie movie that's on Netflix called Alive.
Any good?
Very good. It's very refreshing to see another zombie movie that
isn't American.
That isn't American.
That's not Zombieland.
Didn't come out over 5 years ago.
Or World War Z.
Yeah. World War Z is like one of my all-time favorite movies. I love that movie.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
See, I wasn't sold on that one.
I love that one. Just because that's how I imagine zombies actually would be like.
Like piling on top of each other to get
like
their goal.
Like fucking mindless, I need to get to that food.
Oh, okay.
Because they're powered by the id, right? Whole thing of a zombie.
Well, it depends which kind of zombie.
The whole brain is disabled and they're just mindless. I need food. There's the food. I'm going to get it.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's different types of zombies. If you read the Zombie Survival Guide, it's very informative. It tells you all the different varieties.
Oh, there's different varieties.
Yeah,
now,
there's
there?
Like different types of zombies. There's like I forget the names. I haven't read it. I only read like a chapter of it like in grade 8.
When this COVID vaccine thing started happening, how many copies of that Zombie Survival Guide do you think were sold?
Probably a good chunk.
Okay,
I haven't read them like, I haven't read it back to back, but I think like the Zombie Survival Guide is supposed to be like a comedic version of like the SAS Survival Guide.
Mm.
Not to the extreme of like SAS, but like it's like it literally is like how to start a fire.
Oh,
like,
so
it's literally like a survival. If you just take out all the zombie stuff, like it's a pretty good survival guide for like a not apocalypse, but like, you know, like so does a crisis.
Does that mean like the first page is if you've watched Survivor Man or Bear Grylls, skip to chapter 6?
No. No, it's like the first chapter is like introducing zombies. Okay. And then like the next chapter, I forget the order. But
you
like,
actually own this, don't you?
I have one. Yeah, I have the copy of it in my room. There's different chapters. So I don't remember what order the chapters are in, but like the first chapter is like, you know, zombies, like okay. just introduction.
What are they?
And then like a couple chapters after that are like, you know, like shelter building, mm-hmm. weapon building, you know, like how to work with your environment. Like it's literally like if the world went to shit tomorrow and everyone was on a free-for-all.
Even
like
if there weren't purge, zombies, yeah.
And it wasn't zombies. If you just, again, skip all the zombie parts, which would be like probably half the book, it's actually like good information.
Wow.
It's like, you know, look out for the stars, figure out where the North Star is so you know how to get like home. Like,
yeah.
Here's how you make a knife out of a stone. You know, wow. Make sure you clean your guns, like stuff like that. Like
pretty common sense stuff, but
like not common sense, not for but like common survival things you should learn.
It's common sense for us hick boys, but for...
Well, I don't know how to clean a gun or make a knife out of a stone. I probably should learn.
You just chip it off until it's sharp.
Yeah, but you got to be careful because you got to watch the grains.
Yeah.
I tried making an arrowhead once and it went terribly.
You could probably do it easier with wood.
Well, yeah, but then it's like less use with a, you know, like stone, it's going to last longer.
Yeah, where are you going to find a good stone? What if you can't find a good stone? So a lot you of got the, branches all over the
a
place.
A lot of the stone on the shield is actually like, it flakes off in a way that's easy to manipulate. So like arrowheads made by the natives back like eons ago were all like stone tips.
Yeah.
Right? So they would like, here, I actually got one. Like, you literally just, like I can even, here, I'll just show this to you.
It doesn't seem very sharp.
No, it doesn't have to be. That's the thing. Like they would make it sharper. This is pretty dull because I've used this as like a pocket knife before, like to cut boxes open.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was using this today. And I think it was a lot sharper when the guy who made it for me gave it to me. But he literally made this out of like a stone that was like near the cottage. Like when he was walking down the road at the cottage and just picked it up. And just like started using another stone to like...
That wouldn't impale me. Oh, it probably would if you shot it hard enough.
If you were shooting like a 50-pound bow, with, you know, like at like less than 50 yards, yeah, that would fucking kill you.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure they designed them differently. The natives are smart people. They were pretty resourceful for the lack of technology they had. But, you know, it's possible. So, yeah, the survival guide teaches you all that shit.
How Very to cool.
make shelter, make fire, you know. Find safe shelter if you can't make one.
Like, I mean, this is like a flashback to one of our first episodes. We did what we would do in zombie apocalypse, remember?
I kind of forgot that.
That was like episode 4 or 5.
Yeah, I think my whole plan was I'd just fuck off to like the north.
I'd hit up like something with a compound already and just like chill.
Yeah, but
there.
How many people are you think gonna rush to that, right?
You kill them.
Okay, I mean, how about you? You know, colonize and work with them.
Well, you could do that too.
Because the more people you have helping you fight your battle.
If they were dicks, though, then you slowly kill them.
See, this
off.
Is why I would just fuck off to the north and let the dust settle, because then you get the anarchy and everyone would be killing each other because they want to get the resources. People would be bunking in.
Yeah, but how many people do you think are going to be doing that?
What? Going up north?
Yeah.
Probably a lot.
Heading to where there's no people.
But there's going to be less people there killing each other than people in, like, say, the city killing each other. And, you know, you survive up north for, like, 3-4 months, you know, then you everything's starting to settling down. People are, you know, dead. Zombies are dead or dying. Then you can come down and do a supply run, hit up Fortino's, grab all the canned goods that are left on the shelf.
Hit up the Fortino's, grab some fucking pomodoro.
Like, anything that lasts, bro. Like, all the canned beans.
Canned beans.
Well, that's all you got, bro. What else lasts forever? Canned peas.
Everything that Italians cure.
Okay, so I would just go
fucking
to...
Fucking shit tons of salami.
I'd go to Woodbridge
and then you could have kidney stones just like me.
I'd go to Woodbridge and raid every single basement cantina.
That's it. Or just go to fucking Grande Cheese and that's it.
I don't know what that is, but that sounds amazing.
It's a store that sells basically just like cheese? Salami and cheese and that's it.
Where is this?
There's one in Woodbridge. Where do you think it is?
Well, yeah, that makes sense. All right, bro, we're going there. You can get the salami. I'll get a fucking cheese. But yeah, no, okay, so, you know, that's it.
And we can bake our own bread.
Well, you know, you'd eventually have to get resourceful. Like, living in the northern Ontario is not going to be sustainable. That's a temporary solution.
It depends how many farms you pass on the way. Just fill the fucking trunk of your car with wheat. make some flour, bake some bread.
Yeah, but then you gotta like, you don't have the winter like time to grow vegetables unless you build like a good greenhouse.
Yeah, we can
like,
do that.
Again, you have like so many things to do, and once you become fully self-sustained, everything becomes more work.
Yeah.
Making a meal ends up taking months instead of a day.
Hit up the stone yard we used to work at, get a couple rolls of that plastic wrap, make a greenhouse.
That's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea at all. Oh, I'd be resourceful.
You could do it.
I'd be valuable. I'd be valuable on a zombie team.
I'd probably have to kick you in the teeth a couple times to keep you in line, but I think we could do it.
That's fine. You could just do what they did in Walking Dead. Just cut my arms and jaw off so I can't touch you or talk. And then
no, I didn't mean if you were a zombie.
No, I'm saying if
I meant just kick you in the face once in a while to smarten you up. Like, shut the fuck up, Mike.
In tough situations, I am tough. But the other like 98% of the time, I'm just a full moron. 9. I'm a moron. But yeah, it's fine. I embrace it.
That's why
that's who I am.
This show with this name.
Dick Van Mike Show.
Mug.
Yeah. It's a good shit. And a banner. And a money tree.
I had to spruce it up. Oh, shit. There's a dead leaf in that little one up there. We got to water them.
When's the last time you did water them?
I do it every week when we record.
Oh, okay. Good.
Which should be enough based on how much light they get in here. I just may have forgotten last time.
This is for me. This isn't for the plants.
It's okay. There'll be water outside in the ground in a puddle or something. Or like I'll just get another water bottle. Maybe I'll bring like an actual like little canteen. Well, you still have your fucking canteen down there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's like been there for like 3 years.
I got my better bottle now.
Yeah.
We're not going to plug any businesses yet.
No sponsorships around this bitch.
Not until they give us money.
Yeah, right? I had another story, but I forget what it was. But yeah, overall, back to the somehow we got off topic there. Good weekend. Lost all my data, but that's a new thing in my life.
What?
You asked me what's new. That's how we got here.
Oh, fair enough. And so there's no data for the month.
No data for the next 12 days.
That's all right. Or what just day? Slow data. What's the 12th today?
I think my bill's on the 22nd or something like that.
So you got 10 days. You're good.
Yeah, I can
survive.
You're
fine.
I'm going to another cottage for the rest of the week, but I'll survive.
You'll be fine. You'll be good. So let's we got video game news, don't we? A couple things.
Oh, we're skipping to the news?
Not news.
Like
we're
17 minutes into
no,
the
we're
episode?
Just rambling about video games now. There is different news. I got a different news story for news.
Okay, good, because you're taking like the only suggestion I had for news.
Oh, well, yeah, I got a news story, don't worry.
All right. Video game stuff.
Video game stuff.
So
that's what we always end up talking about.
In the world of video games and shortages of hardware parts, which, as most people have heard us talk about video cards in the past, all the video cards that we were, you know, anticipating receiving in the mail from whatever, are now getting fried and burnt and literally set on fire.
No, just the good ones.
Just the good ones. Just the really high-end
just
ones.
Just the good ones that you really want, yeah.
Thankfully, I can't afford anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
They're being set on fire because of a good old game called New World.
Thank you, Bezos.
That is an Amazon game. So I think it's their first official big title game.
Yep, so it's their first big title game. It's called New World. It is an MMO, massively multiplayer online role-playing game.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Good job.
MMORPG.
Yeah, there you go.
Memorg.
Honestly, I'm still on the side of it being a conspiracy that Amazon did it so they could sell more cards. But the problem is,
but there's
Amazon
no cards
no
for
cards
them
to sell. Yes.
So it's not. I don't understand what the whole. No, it's not. Bezos is rich enough. He's just fucking paying people too little to do shit. But apparently, actually, I did hear. I don't know if it was. I haven't had a chance to fact check it yet, so don't take my word for it. But apparently, he wants to raise his base pay for everybody in the Amazon factory is like $21.87 or something like that.
I believe it. I think
is good.
I don't want to go off on a tangent here or go off topic. We'll bring it back to the New World thing. But I think Jeff Bezos gets a lot more shit than he deserves because I think a lot of the things you hear about the working conditions are over exaggerated.
Dude, there's gonna be people that are fed up with like, oh, I deserve to be a supervisor because I worked somewhere else. It's like, doesn't matter.
Well, it's like, when have you ever met a warehouse worker that was truly happy with their job?
They're not.
I mean unless it was like half their job. Like half of my job is warehouse.
Yeah.
Managing a warehouse.
I mean, for the most part.
But I'm happy with that job because
I would say
it's just laborious.
The most
labor intensive.
The most of their employment are like packing, right? Like, yeah. You're, like, taking something off, you're putting it in a box, you're printing the label, you're sticking it.
It's a boring job. It's a tiring job.
It's tedious. But I don't think, right? It's tedious and repetitive.
I don't think, I mean, obviously I'd have to work there and experience it for myself. We're just going off of, like, all the news articles of people coming forward. But I don't think, I feel like it's over-exaggerated. That's just what I think. But anyways.
As somebody who's worked in a warehouse, it's just very tedious and very repetitive. If it's not up your alley to do something like that, you're going to fucking hate it.
Yeah.
But if you're just working for a paycheck, it's not that bad. It's very easy to learn.
Yeah.
And it's
usually
not like
it's repetitive.
They're not going to spring something new on you. You're doing the same shit. You're taking an item, you're putting it in a box, you're printing a label, you're taping it up, you're putting the label on it, and you're doing it
again.
Unless
all of a sudden the tool and die changes up, but that's, it's, you know, that doesn't
for the
happen
most
very
part,
often.
It's very simple. But
yeah. Anyways, so I
essentially what was happening is there was a big problem with specifically the RTX 3090 chipset cards.
So for all the dummies out there that don't know what we're talking about,
it's the video, top of the line NVIDIA graphics card you can get.
The video card in your computer is probably, well, it is the most expensive piece of the computer.
Oh yeah.
It's like buying an engine and transmission for your car. It's like if your engine goes, you might as well get a new car.
Yeah.
Maybe not the same with a PC because they're a lot easier to work with. But like if your graphics card goes, that's like half your expense of your PC right there, depending on how good it is. So the top of the line ones that I believe pre-pandemic were going for like $1,500.
Now they're going for close
like
to $3,000. Well, resale $3,000, yes.
Yeah, I guess $2,500.
You could get them brand
they're
new.
They're $2,500 on the shelf. I was in Canada Computers the other day.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's two cards up from mine, and it's double the price.
It's like, it is, aside from New World, it's that much better.
Because mine was a 30, mine
that's
is a
like
3070.
That's the cards these guys are using to mine Bitcoins.
I've got a 3070, and it cost me $1,180 or something like that.
That's a lot.
But that was,
actually, that's not a lot.
That was MSRP. That wasn't a resale. I got that from a store.
Yeah, that's actually not that bad.
It's not bad.
Considering the prices now.
Considering the prices, yeah. They've probably gone up now, but like, just based on the chip shortage, like even vehicle prices are going up. Everything is going up.
Yeah, so I was really confused at the whole chip shortage slang that people were saying. I didn't realize what that meant.
It's like a small little chip that powers the computer.
No.
No?
The chip shortage is, you know, the resin material they use to make like boards,
motherboards,
like
motherboards and
stuff, or whatever,
like that green plastic,
that green plastic shit.
Yeah, that's what they're short in.
That material is what the shortage is.
Oh,
so it's like that.
Okay.
Yeah, that green or white resin.
So basically, everything that has computer in
everything it, everything that we use every single day,
phones,
cars, computers,
iPods, MP3 players, Walkmans,
you know, door openers,
cassette players,
like
boomboxes,
like
FM radios,
yeah. Flashlights,
floppy disks,
fucking volume controllers. We got 100 of the things.
I'm making
in this room.
Jokes, and you're not even reacting
mixing
to it.
Mixing board,
air conditioning,
the fan, lights.
Maybe not that fan because that one looks like it's built in 1930. But
probably this ring light and the camera that we're using. What else we got here? Oh, we got the power amp.
Our headphones.
Headphones.
Microphone.
Well, I don't think they have a chipboard in these. They're just wired straight.
Oh.
But, you know, it's everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Fridges.
Fridge.
Washing machines.
Scotch.
Probably not scotch.
Whatever makes the scotch.
What else we got? Oh, your key fobs.
Key fob?
Key fob's got them in it, I'm sure. You know?
Everything.
Think of it, if it's technology, it's got it.
If you open it up and you see green, it's got it.
Yeah. And then
painter's
a bunch
tape.
Of wires and shit on it.
Just the center of our logo.
Yeah, the plants. some are not green. You know, some are white.
What?
Like some of the resin boards are not
really?
Always green. We got your fridge one will probably have a whiteboard.
Oh, I've never seen a whiteboard before, but that's cool.
Well, did you go to elementary school? They had whiteboards in elementary school.
Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ.
Here, you want a dad joke while we're at it?
Oh, my God. That was awful.
But yeah, so anyways, so for all the dummies out there that don't know computer stuff, that's what the shortage is across all industries. So that's why these cards are so expensive now. But yeah, the game, something, we won't get into the technicals, we'll dumb it down, but the game itself is just running these cards so hard.
Just because of a flaw in code.
Just because, programmers are stressed out people.
There was one small flaw in code that was causing the graphic cards to overwork for no reason.
Yeah.
And they were melting themselves.
Basically. Literally, one guy's caught on fire. I saw a video.
Caught on fire.
Like, this guy's card was in his computer smoking.
Oh, good.
Like, it had a cigarette in its mouth and everything.
Hopefully, he had good exhaust fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
But good Lord. But yeah, no, that game is... I'm like, knock on wood, I haven't had any problems, and I'm having a fucking hell of a time with that shit.
It's a great game. I lowered all my settings to the absolute plebbiest of pleb modes that you possibly can. I put it at 30 frames per second at all low settings because my card...
is one of the problem cards.
No. My card's not one of the problem cards. It's just that it was running at like... I forget the number, but it was really high. When I lowered it, it was at like 60%.
It doesn't matter the usage, as long as your temps are staying down.
Yeah, it was at like near 70 degrees.
That's nothing.
Yeah, but consistently it was going, like now it's 70 degrees. Before it was like hitting higher and running 100% of its capacity. It was like...
Well, yeah, now that you have the bigger card, it's probably
better.
And then
like my room, my computer was like becoming a space heater.
Well, yeah, because it's blowing hot air out.
I had to leave my door open. It was ridiculous. My room was so warm.
You poor thing.
Yeah. It sucked.
I mean, I've got basically a card above you, and I'm able to run 60 FPS, 120 refresh rate.
Yeah, so I was
ultra graphics, and no problems. I don't hit over, like, 62 degrees.
So absolute, like, peak that I was able to get out of it, I can put it at medium and cap it at... 60 frames per second.
Okay.
And then it runs at about now, like after everything, at about 70%, or sorry, 60 to 65% at like 60 degrees. So it's a bit lower, it's better.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm happy with the card. But yeah, it's a little chaotic. A lot of people are upset, you know. And the thing is, there's no warranty coverage on that.
I know for the 3090s, they did have a recall and they did all get sent new cards, or they're waiting to get new cards.
They're waiting to get new cards.
Yes. But there is a recall and they are getting replacements.
That's a manufacturer warranty. I meant like there's no, like for the stores, if you bought it at like Canada Computers, they don't cover it.
Well, if you contact NVIDIA, though, they are offering...
It was specifically a couple companies. So it's Gigabit and...
Zotac, I think, wasn't
Zotac it? And Zotac were the two companies. But they straight up said, we will honor this, but we don't have anything to give you.
Yeah, well, you'll get one, but not yet.
Yeah, you'll have to wait like a year.
Another fucking 7 months like my nightmare last year when I was waiting for mine.
So, yeah, great game, though.
It's fantastic.
Awesome game.
For people that haven't played it, I mean, I don't know how many gamers we even fucking have that listen to the show, but it's essentially a mashup of World of Warcraft, Skyrim, RuneScape, and that's it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, kind of, right?
That's a pretty good summary.
Because it's like World of Warcraft in the terms where it's a big open world, massively multiplayer, like tons of people in it. RuneScape in terms of the really specific leveling.
Yeah, which like I
cutting
like
wood is one level. Yeah. Cutting the wood is a different level.
You said cutting wood.
Cutting the tree down is one level. Shaping the wood is a different level. And then making it into a weapon is a third level. And then like enchanting it is a fourth level.
You can
like
just say that you can individual skill level.
Yeah, it's very good. And then
you're speaking alien language to some of these viewers.
Skyrim in terms of like cool combat and all that stuff. And you're
open
adventure and you go find your own quests. And you don't have to follow everything the way everybody else does it.
The way I explained it to somebody and that kind of sold them on it, I was like, it's a game that's like, if you think of the games you mentioned.
Yeah.
But first of all, there's no like community pressure to be good at certain things.
You don't need to fight. You can just do like skilling.
When I played
RuneScape. You can just be a cook. You can just be a weaponsmith. Okay,
let me dumb it down even more. When I played RuneScape, you were like shunned if you wouldn't go to fight against other players, which is called PvP in the game.
I mean, New World is similar to that as well, though. You can't really advance very far with stuff unless you turn PvP on every once in a while.
Shut up. In RuneScape, there was a lot of pressure. You were basically called a little bitch if you wouldn't do that kind of thing. And then World of Warcraft, you got to pay monthly, which is a pain in the ass because it's honestly like, I don't think it's worthy of that.
The game is like $70 and then it's like $12 a month to play it.
Stupid. And then
it is worth it.
Skyrim, well, I guess Elder Scrolls Online, there wasn't a lot of that, but you really had like this linear path you had to follow and you didn't have a lot of options outside of it. This game, you can literally do whatever you want, whatever your personal interests are within like a fantasy realm, and you don't have any pressure because the community is not pressuring one. And there's a lot more options. So that's like the dumbed down version of my explanation.
And there's also elements of fucking like Stratego in there.
I don't know what Stratego Risk. Is. And I've never played Risk.
Because essentially how it works, like there's three wars? Factions. Yeah. Yeah, there's three factions. And they each, you can control certain cities within the map. But right. Let's say you say, oh, that city's got a lot of good shit around it that I really want and that our faction needs. So we're going to start challenging them in PvP quests and killing them off and shit. And then we're going to send them to war. And if they win the war against the faction that owns the city, they take that city.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Because it's always going to be changing. Not to mention, I don't know how many times, but if you do go home and play tonight, and if anybody's listening, open your map and go to the furthest north border where the map cuts off. You will see that the terrain continues and just fades out.
Yeah.
And based on reading the developer reports and all that stuff for the game, within the next year to year and a half, the game has the potential to double its map.
Yeah, they said that in the beta. That's old news, though.
I'm so fucking excited.
So in the beta, the map was the same size as it is in the now. Real game.
Yeah.
And everyone saw that, and they literally were like, yeah, there's a bigger map, but we're just starting with this. And like a lot of people are complaining that you can't like do things like ride a horse because it gets you across the map faster.
You could just fast travel.
And I agree to a certain extent, but the game is also about adventure. So you're trying to like embrace the adventure to the destination you're going to and like find new things along the way. And
that's a big thing that's discouraging a lot of people from playing, because as soon as you hear those big game reviewers, if you're a big fan of a specific one and he doesn't like the game, he's going to open it and you're going to hear, it's a walking simulator. Well, of course it's a fucking walking simulator.
I'm okay with
you're
it.
You're exploring terrain. There's so many monuments
it's
and landmarks
new,
and
it's
quests.
It's a new world.
It's a new fucking world. That's it.
The name couldn't be more perfect.
You think Columbus just went, I'm going to go across the ocean. Okay, ready? See you there. Bye. And then just went there.
And then he got there and it was like, oh, a horse. Let's get to the West Coast.
And okay. Then, no, he sat on a boat and he go, it's a boating simulator. No, he had to get there. You have to get there.
You're dumb as shit.
I know I am, but it's true. Stop making fun of shit for doing what it's meant to fucking do.
Yeah.
A walking simulator is not New World. Death Stranding was a walking simulator.
It was really funny.
That was FedEx the game.
It was really funny to see the different attitudes of people in the beta versus the real game. So I played the beta.
And did
I
you?
I played it quite a few hours of it. And I was adventuring around, figuring things out. I'm actually, in the real game, I'm actually not farther than I was in the beta.
Yeah, because you haven't been playing it much.
Well, I've played enough hours to like, but I've been exploring more. But like, yeah. I did get a lot. So anyways, that's the progression's irrelevant. In the chat, like, there's a global chat where everyone that's playing the game around you, you guys can all text chat to each other. And it was so reasonable. People were like, oh, do you know if they have mounts in this game, which means like riding horses and shit? And everyone was like, no, they don't have it. But I think the reason they're doing it is, like I said, like to make sure you actually explore things. They may or may not do it in the official release. And everyone's like, oh, okay, that's reasonable. It's not that big of a map. We can walk around. It's pretty cool that they're going to get people to like adventure around. Like everyone was so happy with it. Like so diplomatic, no complaints. As soon as I logged in to the official release and everyone was on there, it was like, fuck this game, there's no mounts, this is bullshit. I'm like, whoa, like,
who cares?
Let's go back to the beta where all people were chill and just having
like,
a
look,
good time.
Look at World of Warcraft, right? Like, all you do is, oh, I need to get to three fucking cities over, which would have taken me 15 minutes to walk there.
Is it?
But
is,
then you just hop on a mount and you fly there in 8 seconds. And like, what's the fucking point?
That's a thing.
They have like flying mounts and shit in World of Warcraft.
That's stupid.
But I mean, their map is like triple the size at this point because World of Warcraft's been out since like early 2000s.
Yeah. I don't understand why people play that game.
The people that play that game at this point, and that's the whole thing, is I've asked people because I'm really into MMOs. I'm very, yeah, no worries. I'm very, I drank out of it. I don't know if you're grossed out by that, but whatever. Whatever. But the whole thing is I've asked people that play World of Warcraft and they've straight up told me don't start if you haven't played it already. Because you're going to get in and everybody's going to be like level fucking 8,000 and you're going to be like level one. You're not going to be able to do shit for like a year.
That's another thing. Like, is there any new players in that game?
There are, but they're at a serious standby. Like, even with, what's it called? New World. The level cap currently, which they're wanting to expand within the next 6 months, I believe. They said they want to increase the level cap from 60 to what it is now to 100.
Okay.
But right now, because the game's been out for what? Almost 3 weeks, I think, at this point. It's been like 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
A couple weeks.
People are hitting level...
September 28th.
People are now hitting level 60.
Yeah.
Which is making it very dangerous to be in PvP.
Sweaty little fuckers. Because
there's people that are just spending fucking like 10, 12, 16 hours a day playing this game. They're level 60 already. You walk out of a city and you're by yourself, you're going to get fucking one-tapped.
Yeah, that's why I keep it off.
So I keep it off for now, but a lot of the thing is like, let's say you can run the main quest and eventually you have to do your first expedition, which is a dungeon.
Okay.
You need a minimum party of 3.
Okay.
To do it. It won't let you in by yourself. And it recommends you're level 25. 25 is a pretty serious milestone to hit.
Right.
That's like, I'm not even level 25 yet.
I'm about halfway there.
Yeah. It's a high level. It's a pretty moderately high level. But the thing is, like, wars, when you first started, there were people that were already like level 20. And they were the ones fighting the wars. But now, obviously, you're going to take the strongest people in your faction. They're taking level 60s. So that's keep getting pushed. So you really, that's the thing with MMOs, is you have to grind that shit to get anywhere. You have to grind it. Because otherwise, you're not going to get picked for wars. You're not going to get picked for invasions. You're not going to get picked for...
I think games like this should really have a longer... Like, so... Let's say when you hit like...
Dude, it takes me a full like 6 hours of playing to level up now.
So that to me isn't even enough. What I was going to say is like, say like 1 to 15, because I think I'm like just there, should be like as easy as it is because you're trying to get people interested in the game. But it should be way harder beyond that point.
Oh, it is.
No, I'm saying it should be harder than it is.
Well, dude, it's...
No, I'm not comparing it to getting from 1 to 15. I'm talking about 15 to 25 or 15 to 16 should be like 4 times as hard as it currently is.
Once you hit like level about 15, 16, it does get much more difficult.
I know how difficult it gets. That's my point, is it should be way more difficult because then it would balance out. It would keep a bigger gap between the sweaty players who play 16 hours a day and the guys like me who just want to go about their business. Because once you get to a certain point, like 15 to 20, you know, the only thing that really gets better for you is like your advantage over players and obviously items and stuff. But like, you know, it's still a playable game. You can do almost everything when you're those levels. So anyone who wants to be competitive should have to like grind like they do, but more like no one should be level 60 right now.
Oh, they're, yeah, 100%.
Like that's what I mean. It's like nobody playing that game, even if they played 24 hours a day, should be level 60,
which
right
is
now.
What I don't understand, because people like, I'm going to use a specific streamer that I watch all the time that's been playing it, is I'm a Cutie Pie.
Okay,
he used to be a professional League player, but now everybody fucking hates League now because it's garbage. But yeah. He's
now
been playing,
everyone realizes
he's been playing New World. Well, they keep changing shit. It's just, I'm not going to get into it because it's going to make me angry. Just playing the game makes me fucking angry. But he streams. He's a full-time streamer. That's his job. And I would say he streams probably 10 to 12 hours a day and he plays this game.
Okay.
He's only, I think, like level 48 at this point.
Right.
I don't fucking understand how people are level 60. Like, they must not sleep.
Well, also that, plus they... Probably
they
come
didn't
home
care.
From work and they probably like zone out. They probably don't, you know, they have like a select group of people that they've met online through the game.
I have that too.
That
yeah.
they're, you know, that they're playing like basically competitively with. And it's like they would shun them if they missed one night of playing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, I got to hang out with a girlfriend. What, you have a girlfriend? Fuck you, bud. Get out of
all,
our clan.
All these fucking guys are the ones that are like, they're fully fucking...
Your phone's spazzing out.
No, it's never mind.
Throw it away.
But it's at the point where, like they're doing like they're scheduled like your tournaments and everything. They're fully like logging on at like 4 a.m. to play this war, and they're fighting this war for an hour, and then they're grinding to get their fucking standing up and all. Like it's insane. Like these guys are setting their life around all this bullshit just to get far in a game
that just came out.
Yeah, that just like came out because they already need to be the top of the top.
They're trying, yeah, trying so hard to be the top. It doesn't make any sense to me, but. That's why I think the games should be a lot more difficult to play, like a lot more difficult to progress. Because then, like, if you get into it and you start off and you're like level 5 or whatever by the time you're done the tutorial, and then you go in and play the game and like everyone around you is like level 40 plus, and you're like, well, now I got to get there. At least if there's like a system in place that's like, all right, like getting to 15 is pretty easy. After that, it's competitive. And then you'll have a lot more people like, okay, I'll leisurely play until I'm there, and then I'll leisurely continue to play as I don't progress super aggressively, but at least the balance is a bit better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, so if they do make like a level 100, they should make it like literally 10. Like I'm not exaggerating when I say it, they should make it 10 times as difficult to get that far.
It will be, because I'm like at this point running, because like the best way to get experience at this point is running faction quests.
Sure.
So you go to your faction board, you pick up a quest, and you just run it. But you can only take 3 at a time, but essentially there's like maybe 5 or 6 that'll repeat. So you're doing 3, and essentially you're just doing the same 5 quests over and over and over again, and that's like the fastest way to do it. And like a full 6 hours of doing that, I'll maybe level up once, and I'm only at I'm level 23 right now. Like it takes some fucking time. But I mean, at the same time, I can imagine once you hit like that level 25, 26 ish and you're doing your dungeons and stuff, you'll level up a lot faster. Or if you're doing PvP and you're fighting wars, you'll level up a lot faster. But like, who knows?
Yeah, I still don't know any of that shit because I haven't really done any of that.
Neither
shit.
Have I. I'm still very new to the game as well. Anyways, let's move on.
I was going to say, we've been doing 40 minutes of New World. So
let's move on from New World to we're now. We're under a month away from Forza Horizon 5.
More video games for y'all.
I'm fucking excited.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped.
I'm hoping that New World is a little bit boring before that comes out. Otherwise, I'm fucked.
You know what's funny? I'm going to rub this in your face a little bit. So I think you said to me that if you have Game Pass, you'd get it later than the people who pre-ordered
it. No, it's coming out right away. It's the opposite. I know.
So I'm going to have it before you.
You won't have it before me.
It's coming on Game Pass like 5 days earlier than the actual release.
Okay, but I got a bigger version of it. I did get to the deluxe edition, which comes with all the vehicles from Forza Horizon 4 as well.
Is that not an option for me at all?
Not on Game Pass.
I'll have to look into this.
You'll have to buy either the expansion or you'll have to buy the deluxe edition.
Well, buying the expansion is not a big deal.
I mean, I used all Twitch bank that I had saved up. I didn't spend any of my own fucking money on this shit.
Sure. Yeah, so I already decided. I don't know, like, obviously, I don't know the maps, and no one does, anyone, unless they're a beta tester.
It's Mexico.
But I'm already working on organizing another tournament.
Are you? For Horizon 5 or for 4?
For Horizon 5. It'll be, like, probably, like, 2 weeks into it. So, like, late November.
Nobody's gonna have any fucking money or anything.
That's okay. You work with what you got.
But what if they're dog shit?
Well, if you make money in the new Horizon, like you do in the previous Horizon, it should be pretty easy.
Yeah, but you're going to have to grind it. I got New World to play, bro. I got New World to play.
I don't think so. I think it'll be pretty quick. Because like even one of my other buddies who just wasn't available that night, he's like, oh yeah, I got all the cars I need, but he just wasn't available.
Fair enough.
So plus, again, like if you play Horizon or Forza games, as you progress, you win cars, and there were all cars that were common. You want to hook me up with the scotch there, bud?
The scooch? Do it.
That's some good stuff.
It is good stuff. I'm really excited. I'm just hoping I'm bored of...
That was soft. Let me just try that again.
There you go. I'm just hoping I'm bored of New World a little bit by then. This way I can play Horizon without being interrupted by temptation.
I said this to you before we started. With New Worlds,
I know you're a racer.
Well, with New World, my mentality, just like Skyrim, is like, it's always there. It's always going to be there for me to play when I need a break. Whereas, Forza is not out yet.
Horizon 4 has been out since, what, 2017, 2018?
You're asking me about playing Assetto Corsa, and like, that's something I actually want to grind on.
Yeah.
So like every spare time I have, if I have, Assetto Corsa is a commitment because each race is like, you got to put like 3 hours aside.
Yeah.
Because like, you qualifying. Know, the one I'm doing right now was 10 minutes practice, 10 minutes practice with the other cars. So you have a solo practice, free practice, 2 10-minute qualifying. So you're already at 40 minutes of racing plus the in-between times.
Mm.
And then each race is 40 minutes. There's 2 races.
Wow.
So you're at like, what did I say? 40, 40, 40. Like you're pushing like a good 2.5 hours. And yeah. By the time all the in-between shit happens, you're pushing 3 hours. So like if I have that much time to sit down and play, like, or at least do parts of it, because you don't have to do it all at once. You can do like all the qualifying and then like the next day, like, so it's not after I finish editing this episode, I'm going to do a race because I did all the qualifying last night. Or not last night, whatever, it doesn't matter. But when I don't have that kind of time, I'll play like New World and other shit. Or fair like enough. Even Horizon, I'll play that when I don't have time because that's not a time commitment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
very excited.
I'm really excited for getting into some racing tournaments this winter.
That should be all right. Yeah, we talked about that a couple episodes ago as well.
Yeah. I'm getting a little bit better. I'm still rubbish.
Well, probably. Compared to some of those dudes out there.
Oh, man. Some of these guys.
The sweaty players, as you call them.
Yeah, man. But these guys are fucking next level.
You think they're racing with full racing helmets on and everything to make it
real? No, but I've seen... It's actually funny. You get some setups where like a guy sitting like you and I at a table where he's got his wheel right here and his pedals and he's sitting straight like legs at a 90.
Yeah.
And like just using his pedals. That's awful. Yeah, it's awful. Yeah. I'm sitting there in my racing seat fucking like leaning back like... Feet straight, like.
I mean, in an actual race car, the wheel is decently close to you. You're not.
Yeah, it's not. It's not super far, and you are also like sort of sitting like almost flat.
Yeah.
Like even in the GT cars, you're kind of sitting almost flat because it's just like, I guess it's safest and it's the most comfortable for a long period of time.
Yeah. It's like laying down ish.
Kind of. Yeah. Like you're pretty low. I didn't like. It's pretty intense. I'm looking forward to it. It's a lot of fun.
Should be
good.
I'm
getting better, but I'm still shit.
Well. Probably better than me, but
I'll probably play through like the campaign like 4 or 5 times before I actually get into a real tournament.
Hmm.
Or if there's like a free tournament that is like conveniently timed when I'm available,
yeah,
I might jump in just to see how shit I am and then laugh it off because I'll probably come in like a 20th place or 16th place or whatever the final is, but like by 10 minutes behind the leader.
I'm just happy I got a podium finish in your tournament.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I'm really looking forward to doing that again.
It was fun. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
You came third.
I did get third.
Some guy I don't know came second.
Ray-Ban.
And I came first. Dude, I was grinding that last race.
Ray-Ban's a good buddy of mine, and we're grinding New World. He's one of my New World dudes.
When we were doing that race, him and I were like, literally, it didn't matter which one of us like won. We were both going to have, like, if he won that race and I came second, it was going to be a tiebreaker. And I was like, there's no way I'm losing this tournament, my own birthday tournament, on a fucking tiebreaker with a stranger.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that's happening.
And so he was playing with a controller, too.
Yeah, so he actually had, I wouldn't say
an advantage.
It's kind of an advantage, kind of not. Forza, it might be, but in some games, it's not. But anyways, I was like, all right, doing the whole horse blinder thing, like, fuck everyone and everything else. I'm just going hard. And him and I were actually doing some practice runs a few nights earlier, and the one track was like, it's like, and the cars we were using, it's about a 9-minute long track, but him and I couldn't beat 9 minutes.
Yeah.
So we were, his best, I think at the time, was like 9 minutes, 3 seconds.
Yours was 9 minutes, 2.
Well, mine was, when I was practicing with him, was like 9 minutes, 13. Like I was getting way behind him.
Oh, okay.
But in the actual race, when
you
I won.
You did under 9.
I did like 8:52 or something ridiculous like that. It was fucking insane. Like I beat my own time by like 20 seconds.
You fucking gapped the shit out of me too. And I was racing well in that last one.
Yeah, I was really far ahead.
I raced really well in that last one. And I when it came down to it, because of how similar, they were all very different cars. But the tuning had a big impact.
Yeah, I think you're the only one that tuned your car.
I did tune it. And I guess I didn't tune it well enough. My handling was fucking greasy. Like, I was going through those corners no problem, but
yeah,
everything else was not that good.
I'm really looking forward to doing this again. It'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what Horizon 5 has to offer us.
Yeah. And we'll actually be driving on the proper side of the road in this one.
Finally again. Good Lord.
Damn Australians and British.
Yeah, because I think Horizon 3 was Australia and Horizon 4 was Britain. Like, so it was all on the right side.
Bro, why do you keep putting us on the wrong side of
the
road?
On the left side of the road.
Yeah, why do you keep putting us on the wrong side of the road?
Well, they're the only fucking ones.
There's like then Japan.
And then you got people like Malaysia
and New Zealand
and Thailand and stuff that started off on the left side of the road like the UK, but then decided they were going to switch to the other side but didn't change any of the cars.
Well, then,
so buses get out in the middle of traffic right now.
But there's some countries where they did that, and now they just drive wherever they want.
Yeah, that's a lot of places too.
Yeah, but I think it's like Japan, New Zealand, Australia, England drive on the wrong side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think AJ listens anymore, but yeah, you guys do it wrong. That's just how it goes.
Eh, whatever. It doesn't really matter. Anyway, why don't we get into some news?
Let's get into the proper news.
Breaking news! The news. All right, I got a news story.
Tell me about it.
Talking about COVID a little bit.
Oh boy.
So, the state of Texas has officially banned any COVID-19 vaccine mandates as of yesterday for us, but as of Monday, October the 11th. So it was done by the governor, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, and he issued an executive order banning any entity in Texas of vaccine mandates, including private businesses, from requiring vaccinations for employees or customers. And his quote, when he announced it, he said, "The COVID-19 vaccine is safe, effective, and our best defense against the virus, but should always remain voluntary and never forced." He said, "Private businesses do not need government running their business for them." So that was a previous one that he said, where it was your choice whether you wanted to do it or not, but now he's saying, no, don't do it anymore.
Cool.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot to say on that topic.
I don't either. I mean,
I try and stay out of the vaccine mandate conversation nowadays. It's too sensitive no matter what side you're on.
Yeah. People are always going to be a little bit upset no matter what side you pick, right?
That freak out at you for asking people if they got it, and then you got people who go to stores and don't wear their mask and freak out when people ask you to put it on, and it's like, I don't know. I think I'll just comply with what the store is telling me to do, and if hypothetically I wasn't vaccinated and the store didn't want me to come in, I would just have to deal with that.
Yeah, it's not anything you're going to be able to change by getting angry, right? It's not like they're going to go, oh, no, you're right. I'm so sorry.
I think that's a little bit of an extreme. Like, I don't necessarily agree that, people should be forcing you to do certain things, whether you're vaccinated or not, because, whatever. But I don't think it should be forced to say that you can't ask for it at all.
Yeah.
Like, there are people who are genuinely scared of the virus. Whether the severity is as real as they say it is or not is not the point. So I think that, people should have the right, if you own a business, to say, if you don't have it, you can't come in.
Yeah, you're looking out for yourself, right? It's your business at the end of the day. It's the same as your house.
Yeah, whether or not the facts, it's something support your belief.
Something you've invested your time and money into, and you deserve to do what you want to do with it, right? So, I mean, there's a lot of businesses that are saying if you're vaccinated, you're not allowed to come in.
Yeah, exactly. And like that,
right.
Equally is what I'm saying is like that should be your right. You should have the right to deny people with vax or without vax, but you shouldn't be mandated to deny people mandated to not ask that question.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's what I was looking for. That's interesting.
Good conversation topic, at least.
Yeah.
But why don't we get into other parts of the news? I've got some birthdays. I've got some history. We got some.
This has been a news-heavy episode, so I guess our news is kind of like a trivial news segment because we just did the past 40 minutes.
I mean, it's more of a conversation piece, right? It was our opinions and stuff and melting computers.
I really hope that doesn't happen to me.
I really fucking hope so too, buddy. All right, let's get into some birthdays, why don't we?
All right, do we have anything good? Let's see. I see a hefty list there, but your writing is just atrocious.
It's pretty decent, actually.
It's garbage.
Anyway, let's get into some birthdays. First one up here, we got Usher turning 43.
Usher?
Yeah.
Who's that? I've never heard his name in any song ever.
He thinks he's God.
Every single song that guy writes, I think he's got a quota where he's got to say his name about 15 to 27 times throughout the course of the song. Now, obviously, I'm being facetious, but every song I've ever heard by him is just Usher. Yeah, we get it. We know it's you.
We know it's you.
Your name is on the fucking track. We know who. We got it.
I mean, it's the same with modern rappers, and they have to list their fucking labels before they start rapping, right?
That's just dumb.
Young Moolah, baby! Right?
What the fuck did you just say?
It's like Lil Wayne's label, Young Money, right?
Oh, I've never heard like one of his songs
anyway, on purpose. Doesn't matter. Usher's turning 43.
43, all right.
Ralph Lauren, the designer. You know Ralph Lauren? Polo? Polo by Ralph Lauren?
Is that his brand?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, he's a big fashion designer.
I only know Polo when I go into like the... like rich
places, bougie stores.
Bougie stores. Yeah. Whatever. I never actually owned one or been to one.
Anyway, he's turning 82.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a little guy.
All he did was made a golf shirt with a little fucking polo player in the corner.
And now he's a billionaire.
It's like his, the polo logo is smaller than the Lacoste logo.
Yeah, I know. And Lacoste it's like is more.
The smaller the logo, the more bougie it is.
Yeah, because it's...
Except for guests.
You have to get close to it, right?
Or whatever that one you wear all the time.
And then you smell the cologne from that same designer.
From the same sweatshop.
Just to read the logo.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Ralph Lauren, 82. This guy you're not going to know.
Okay.
But he was... I listened to him a lot, and I watched his videos a lot in college. Caleb Hiles.
Okay.
Big popular YouTuber who does a lot of theatrical covers and Disney covers and stuff like that. He's a singer on YouTube. He does like theatrical stuff though.
Oh, like musicals.
Yeah, musical stuff like Disney. He'll do musicals. He's turning 30, the big 30. So good for him.
It's getting there.
And then the next four that I have passed away.
Oh, that's a shame.
But their birthdays. So the first up, we got King James II.
Okay.
Who passed away in 1701.
Yeah, that's a little bit...
A little while ago. Not but too long ago. Pretty cool, regardless.
Like in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah. Dwight D. Eisenhower, the 34th U.S. president.
Okay.
Who passed away in 1969. Nice. next one you probably know. Roger Moore.
I've heard the name.
He was James Bond after Sean Connery. Sean Connery.
After or during?
After Sean Connery.
Okay.
He replaced Sean Connery.
Well, there was like a period of time where they had two, and I believe it was Sean Connery and who's the other fucker? Doesn't matter.
Not I don't important. Know. Doesn't matter. But yeah, Roger like, Moore.
At one point, they had two at the same time. It like overlapped.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, yeah. Roger Moore, who was James Bond, who passed away in 2017. And then sad one, but it would have been George Floyd's birthday.
Today.
On October 14th, I should have said on all of these.
Interesting.
October 14th. George Floyd, who passed away last year with that whole uprising and the police brutality stuff.
That was a harsh sip.
You're not supposed to take big gulps of scotch, you dumbass.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus, this isn't Jameson.
I know.
Should have had your proper 12.
Proper 12, yeah.
Good Lord.
Actually, that stuff's pretty good. I kind of think I might actually like it better than Jameson.
It's very good.
I thought it was like trash. 12. I heard a lot of bad things about it. Everyone's like, oh, it's garbage.
It's very good for the price.
Yeah, that's what people are telling me.
Yeah, it's like, very good for the price.
I was like, well, if I go between this and Jameson, what am I going to like better?
I really want to try Aviation Gin. Ryan Reynolds.
I'm not a big gin guy, but I would be interested
to try it too. I've heard it's very insanely good.
I believe it. Everything that guy touches turns to gold.
I am a very big fan of gin. Usually I am... I do want to try aviation, but right now I've got an Italian gin, actually, and it's pink grapefruit infused as well.
Okay.
It's very, very delicious.
Okay, hit me up. Yeah. All right. You want to recap on your birthdays?
Yeah. So anyway, happy birthdays out to Usher, Ralph Lauren, Caleb Hiles, King James II, Dwight Eisenhower, Roger Moore, and George Floyd. Big birthdays.
Big birthdays.
And we got history. We got a couple histories.
I got to give you a...
said you had news.
You didn't listen.
Before we go into the history, you said you had Star Wars news.
Oh, yeah. I'll get to that in a sec. Okay. I got to... Did you listen to the episode with Remy and Matt?
I have not yet, no.
fuck you.
What chance have I had?
You're the worst for listening to the Dick Van Mike
Show. Dude, I'm a full-time work, full-time school, podcast, and streaming.
You need to start listening to the Dick Van Mike Show.
And a girlfriend.
It's a great show.
Is it?
Yeah. You
I heard the hosts are fucking cocksuckers.
You wouldn't
though.
Believe the things they talk about on this show, bro. You got to start listening to it.
Okay.
And the co-host wasn't there last week, so they had two other dummies sub in.
Yeah, I heard he was a pussy and was in some fucking little bit of pain and just didn't come.
No, but the subbing guys were just a couple of pussies too. And it was a good, fun episode. You should listen to it. It's really good. Anyways, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So you sent me the link to the history.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how much shit you had to fucking sift through.
Yeah, I told you. You only picked a certain amount.
I'm like, holy fuck, there's like 400 things
in
here.
You picked the relevant ones.
Yeah, well, I mean, not necessarily relevant, but I was like, anyone that wasn't, you know, like they have the highlighted ones? Like
yeah.
The bigger ones? If it wasn't one of those, I just skipped it. I was like, fuck that. I'm not reading every single one of these.
Yeah, that's why it takes me a while to get ready.
Yeah, that's why when we start, we show up here at like 5 p.m. You're like, okay, I'm ready to go. It's like 7:30.
It's 6, yeah. It takes me about 30, 40 minutes to get ready.
Yeah, anyways, what was I going to pull up here? Oh, yeah. Just a little update on Star Wars. I had a screenshot here. Yeah, see, here's all my screenshots here from the fucking days in history.
The history.
So I was like, I can't fuck this up. Because Matt did the birthdays.
Oh, okay.
And Remy did all the news. Remy came prepped, bro. He had a fucking script. It was like 14 pages long. It looked like he was going for a movie set.
Damn.
Get him and go, I was like stuck on the history like a fucking idiot.
I'm the research one.
Yeah, so maybe I didn't screenshot it. What the hell is wrong with me?
Should I do some history first and then we'll come back to
you? We're good. I just wanted to get this article open so I didn't fuck up the dates. So Star Wars got a lot of shit coming out over the next couple of years. We talked about this before, but they kind of like have a bunch of things like confirmed. So the Book of Boba Fett, which I am like a fucking kid in the
You don't like Boba Fett at all, though.
No, I hate the guy.
Yeah.
Well, I guess people can't actually see that. People don't realize. I don't have to unplug this for a second. I don't know how high quality this camera shit is. Yeah, it's trash. Hold up. The hell? Yeah, it's a Boba Fett lamp. Anyways, yeah, I fucking hate that guy. He's my least favorite character. So I'm just like, I'm a fucking fat kid on cake kind of thing. Like, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Comes out December 29th this calendar year.
Wow. I know they were waiting a little bit, weren't they?
Well, it was definitely going to be like in the last quarter of this year. But, you know, they have a lot coming up. And they have an Obi-Wan Kenobi show.
Yeah, I heard about that. But they're not getting the... Oh, they are getting the original Obi-Wan guy.
Yeah, Ewan McGregor. He's going to be playing it. And, dude, like, I'm not going to spoil anything I've read in case people are just trying to keep away from it. But, like, Hayden Christensen is casted for the show.
Who's that?
He is Anakin Skywalker, who ends up becoming Darth Vader.
Yeah.
So, like, in the...
So they have, like, the original cast.
Real quick tangent. The original Darth Vader actor was like this really tall bodybuilder guy, but they used, what's his name? James Earl Jones's voice.
Okay.
So like, obviously James Earl Jones wasn't the tall, you know, scary Darth Vader, but he was voicing it. So Hayden Christensen became, became Anakin, who becomes Darth Vader. And they've started like featuring the likeness of his face, like say in the cartoons when like the Darth Vader mask like breaks, you kind of see like the shape of like Hayden Christensen's face. So they're finally like bringing it to real life where they're gonna have him. I don't know what he's gonna be. I don't know if he's gonna be like Darth Vader. I don't know if he's gonna be like Anakin turning into him, because it's not super clear what the timeline of the show is.
Okay.
Like, you don't know at what point this show is starting and what point it's ending.
Yeah.
And it's just like cool who the people that they have casted are some of the big names from like the episodes 1, 2, and 3. It's just like it's fire. Like, I'm like so looking forward to that. That comes out, I believe it's Q2 next year. So sometime, I want to say like April. It was right here in front of my face. And as I open my phone again, April. Nope, sorry. I'm so wrong. I'm getting there.
You're the worst.
I'm looking for a little 2022 date on here. I don't know. It's supposed to come out next calendar year. So sometime mid next year, I believe. It's like, I know it's an A month. It's in April or August. I'm pretty sure it's in August, so it's like Q3, I guess. That's exciting. And then very Mandalorian exciting. Season 3, which...
I didn't even know it was season 2.
Season 2 is the one that ended with... Spoiler alert, but
if I never you watched it.
Do you care?
I told you I was going to watch it, and you said don't watch it if you don't know Star Wars, because you're not going to get it.
I think you're really dumbing down what I said, but...
You told me I should watch the Star Wars movies again and then watch it.
I feel like I said on the show, so I'm going to have to fact check it and listen to like 45 hours of us said, talking. Yeah. But what you should do is if you want to watch it and you want to get into Star Wars, you should catch up on the lead up to this the series.
Yeah.
If you don't necessarily care about all the lore and the Star Wars universe, then it's just a great standalone show. But you're going to meet characters in the show where you're like, who the fuck is that? And why is this significant? And why, when I read about this character showing up in the show, did everybody cry collectively because they were emotionally overwhelmed?
I'll just message you. I'll go, who the fuck is this guy? Who's this dude with the white shit on?
That happens almost every episode, though.
Yeah.
So anyways.
I actually stumbled upon a pretty funny TikTok.
So anyways.
Yeah.
The season 3 is supposed to air in Q4 of next year. So sometime after, I guess, October.
Mm.
Which is super dope. So you're going to have...
And that dude that you really like is working on it, right?
That narrows it down. It's all the same guy.
Yeah, it's that one guy that got it.
It's all Dave Filoni.
Yeah.
He's doing like...
Another WAP. I bet you he's got a cool mustache.
He has a typical director aesthetic. He's got this stupid hat with a facial hair that looks like it hasn't been cleaned.
Yeah.
Like
the psycho guys.
He looks like a director. Anyways, so you have... The end of this year, Book of Boba Fett. Then you have like mid next year, you have Obi-Wan Kenobi. And then after that, you have Mandalorian. It's just a good fucking year for Star Wars.
Very good.
So before we get into history, that's what I just wanted to touch on that.
Before we fully move on, I saw a picture of Tim Burton for the first time a couple days ago.
Yeah?
Guy is a fucking nutcase. He looks like a nutcase.
Yeah, I know.
They're also... While we're talking about TV and stuff, they're working on Nightmare Before Christmas 2.
Like,
is a sequel.
Going to have Johnny Depp in it?
I don't know.
And Tim Burton's ex-wife?
I don't know about Tim Burton's ex-wife, but I mean, I'm surprised that Tim Burton is even making another movie considering the stuff that he said a couple of years ago.
I don't know what he said a couple of years
ago. It's not something to say on a podcast, but I'll tell you after.
Okay.
It's very racially insensitive.
Colorful stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, let's get on to some history. Why don't we?
Let's do it.
All right. So we're going to start October 14th, 1066.
1066.
Pretty big war. The Battle of Hastings happened.
Okay.
Which was the Duke of Normandy, William, went against the English army. And okay. Winning against the English and also killing King Harold II in the process.
The royal drama is real, eh?
It was so much fucking
so
shit,
much
man.
Drama that you have a whole army behind you.
I mean, he lived till like 28, so it was a good life for him. That was a long time back then.
I guess so.
Dude, like the life expectancy in back then was like, they were like 40 when they were dying.
He didn't realize that his like great, 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 great granddaughter was going to live until infinity.
Yeah, I know. Like 190 fucking years old.
Yeah.
She still is fucking like a champ. She'll like get up, walk places, do shit.
I'm still tin hat, and I think that she's either already dead or bedridden, and that it's a doppelganger.
Like, I think they have some fucking kind of chemical or like, medicine that's keeping her alive.
She's got a blood child or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
They're like sucking the life out of orphan children or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it. Battle of Hastings in 1066.
Wait, that's your only history day?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, geez.
And then we got, skipping forward now to the 1900s, we got 1933.
Okay.
Nazi Germany announces their withdrawal from the League of Nations. 1933. So
League of Nations?
Yeah. So obviously.
I should do some homework because I have no idea what that is.
Well, you want me to pull up a definition here for you?
Sure. I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory. But
the League of Nations.
Was it like the UN before the UN existed?
The League of Nations was the first worldwide intergovernmental organization whose principal mission was to maintain world peace.
Okay, so it's the UN.
So, yeah, pretty much. So, obviously, when Nazi Germany said we're leaving the League of Nations, they probably should have been like, they're probably up to some shit. I mean, this is like a little bit before the Second World War, right?
Yeah.
So, not good. Nazi Germany pulling out in 1933, all right?
Oh, just to piggyback off that real quick. Last week's day in history was, I'm going to forget the exact year. I believe it was 44. All the captive Jews in Auschwitz retaliated against the guards. They burnt down all the crematoriums or destroyed them all.
Good.
So that was a good day in history right
Very
there.
Good.
Last week on this episode, you missed it, but it was, yeah. It was
good day in history.
Piggyback off of that one.
Perfect. All right. We're going to go to 1977 now for a sad one.
Okay.
Bing,
1977.
Bing Crosby, the notorious Christmas singer, the very deep voice, majestic voice, passed away.
That's unfortunate.
October 14th, 1977.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Right? Very good. Bam.
Is that it?
Nope. Got a few more. 1982.
Oh, you got a big arrow up there. I see, because you fucked up the order.
No, this one came after all the order.
I'm trying to follow your writing, and yeah. I just see chicken scratches all over the
paper. It's an arrow. Anyway, 1982.
Okay.
U.S. President Ronald Reagan proclaims war on drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 1982.
Got it.
This is when I guess the issue was starting to get real bad.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, 1982, Reagan declares war on drugs.
Yeah. Okay.
Bam. 1991.
That's a little bit ahead. Got it.
It's another nine years forward. Yeah. New York Rangers player Mike Gartner becomes the first player to score his 500th NHL goal.
Wow.
In 1991, October 14th.
500 goals.
500th goal. I don't even know if he retired at that
point. I've gotten like 5 goals in my life.
Attaboy. It's pretty good. You're 1/100th of the way there.
Yeah,
you're at 1%.
I played 3 seasons of hockey.
1%.
I got like 3 goals. I'm flexing here.
If this was New World with a 100 level cap, you just hit level 1.
Yeah. Not even. And then, just got out of the intro screen.
Yeah, you finished the tutorial mission.
Not even. I like press start on the game.
Yeah. There you go. All right. 2007 for our final day in history.
Okay.
This is a sad one.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Very sad one. Very sad one. Keeping Up with the Kardashians premieres on E! Network.
Oh, that's just horrible.
Dreadful.
Dude,
dreadful.
How do people watch that shit?
I mean, the good news is it doesn't exist anymore.
Does it not?
It got canceled. Their last season is, I think, airing or finished airing.
It had to have been self-funded, though. Like, there's no way they had people actually watch it.
Oh, there was a ton of people watching it.
Like, people that actually exist watched it.
Yeah,
like a real lot. Like, people like that we could talk to and communicate with.
I'm not proud to admit it, but the girlfriend watches it.
Break up with her.
No. Well, she's great. Just one show,
but
right?
That's like
one heavy negative against a lot of positives. So, like, it's almost close to even, but...
It's almost close. No,
it's just that one negative and everything good she does, but that's, like, a pretty heavy one, right?
It's, like, first date. Your Tinder profile should just say, like...
Hey, I watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
No, it should be, like...
Swipe left.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if you watch it, do not match me.
It's a bad show.
Tell me before the first date... That way I know you're fucked or not.
The only garbage TV I've actually ever gotten into, and I'm sad to admit it, is Jersey Shore.
Fucking hell. Of course you would. That mustache on your face?
Dude.
My brother watched
it. Those aren't real Italians.
My brother?
And I would watch that shit.
No, they're not.
I would watch that shit, and Shannon would...
They're Guidos.
And she would go, oh yeah, look at them. Like, they're so fucking WAP. And I go, no, they're not.
They're Guidos.
They're New Jersey.
Yeah.
That's not real Italian.
No.
That's why they went to Italy, and Italy said, please don't come back.
Yeah. So my brother watched that show for a bit.
It's funny to watch how stupid people are in real life. It is.
I literally put it on once just to entertain it because it was so popular when we were in high school. And I was like, all right, you know what? I'm not cool. Let me try and get into something that
is cool.
Kind of. Yeah, that's popular, whatever. And I was like, yo, this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen
that's
in my
point.
Entire life.
That's the point, though.
And then my brother's really big into fucking Big Brother.
Big Brother's good.
Can't stand that either. It's the same fucking thing. It's just a game show instead.
It's a popularity contest. Everybody just gets in there and starts fighting with each other.
Yeah, it's dumb.
That's what it is.
It's dumb.
It's like high school all over again.
If I ever sink that low, just shoot me.
It's like watching a small, clustered high school.
Yeah, literally.
You got the popular kids, you got the dorky kids, and you got the ones that just hover.
And it's only the self-proclaimed popular kids.
Yeah, right. You go in there with muscles and tattoos, and you're like, ooh, you must be cool.
So I'm only checking my phone for the time.
But anyway,
here.
That's it for the history.
Okay. I'm only checking my phone for the time here because sometime within the hour, my brother's coming home.
Oh, really?
Yeah. First time home since...
A while.
March?
Wow.
No.
Is he staying or
January, February, March?
Is this just April, a visit?
May. I think it was April.
This is just a visit, or
it's
is he staying?
It's a quick visit. He's got a couple errands to run, like locally, and like and get then he's going back done. Out west. And then him and I together are driving out. So they're actually, I guess I can warn you now, there's going to be 1 week where we either have to do a pre-recorded episode, or maybe you can do an episode without my presence if you feel confident in the technology. So he's coming back, and I really, really want to see my dog's reaction. That's the one thing I'm most excited for.
He's going to shit himself.
Well, okay, so it's funny because like last year... Because
your brother basically named that dog.
Yeah, and my brother got close to him, especially over COVID, because my brother was home
you know,
with his job and like his local job, and then his schooling like kept him at home. But the thing is like last year, I could be remembering this a little bit wrong. He came home, and it took the dog like a while to like recognize him. But by the time he had used his energy to greet a person in general, and then realize who he was,
yeah,
he was already out of that energy. So it wasn't like, it wasn't one of those ones where you see a video of like a military guy coming home and his dog just jumps up into his face.
Goes ape shit, yeah.
So I'm wondering if my dog will like clue in fast enough to who this guy is coming in the house and then do one of those. So I got to go home. I think he's going to be home probably within like in about an hour. Okay. I just wanted to check the time, but.
Very good.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. We're going to see how it goes. I'll post it on the gram if it's a wholesome enough video.
Very nice. With some sappy music, like Sarah McLachlan or something.
No. It'll be like Celebration. Like literally the song, like Celebration, or something like really upbeat and happy. Because
very good.
You don't want to think of the dogs that need adopting while your dog is hugging you. Like, yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you? You're fucked in the head.
Of the angels.
Every time I hear that song, I'm like, fuck, a dog needs to be adopted.
Or the
like,
kids in Africa need a dollar a day.
Yeah. So bad to laugh at.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway. What do you think? You got any closing remarks?
I'm just wondering what our timeline is for this like ghost pepper thing that we're doing.
I mean next week will be my birthday episode. So maybe we could do it then.
Damn it. Why'd I ask? All right.
I'll get us some fucked up shit. We'll have some.
I think we should, maybe not specifically. You know what? Let's just, you know, Matt and Remy have four of us on here. Absolute fucking chaos for your birthday.
Maybe we do the one chip challenge.
Is that the peanut thing?
No, the one chip challenge is that one chip in a coffin. It's like a Dorito.
All right. Fair warning. That episode's going to suck for content because I'm going to be crying the whole time.
Yeah, but I'll be fine.
You're fucked.
You can backpack off me. Don't worry.
Yeah, you'll just have to talk over nothing.
It'll be funny for them to watch it on YouTube. That'll be a YouTube episode. That'll be one to watch if you haven't watched this on YouTube yet.
Yeah, so do you want to do that next week then?
Sure.
Your birthday is the 23rd? No. Is it even the 20s? It's in the 20s. It's in the 20s. It's like 22nd or 23rd.
Nope.
Is it later?
21.
Fuck!
You guessed the two after.
I guessed the two after.
It's all right. It was close enough.
I don't know why I was thinking 23rd. It was driving at the wall.
Your birthday already happened. And I still don't know what day it is.
So, fair enough. So, your birthday falls on what day of the week, though?
It's a Wednesday. Thursday.
No.
It's a Thursday. It'll be released on my birthday.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I was looking at the 23rd
It'll
again.
Be released on my birthday.
I was looking
birthday.
At the 23rd going, no, it's a Saturday.
But we could do it. We could do it on... I'm off for 2 weeks now, so we could do it like...
We'll do it on the Tuesday.
Yeah, like... 5:30-ish because I got school.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Because just
yeah.
Booze and hot peppers.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be all a good right. time.
I'll text Matt and Remy.
We'll get that shit going. So everybody stay tuned.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good time. I'm gonna text him right now before I forget.
All right. Well, you got any closing remarks though?
Honestly, not really. I mean, you know, life's going pretty good. I think things are starting to open up so people can you know, hopefully you can stress less. I know that some people I know that were kicked out of, not kicked out of the offices, but were forced to work from home are starting to, their offices are starting to open up. You know, the economy's starting to boom again, I guess. Not boom, but...
Everything's starting to slowly open and happen again. There's gigs happening.
There's a lot of positive things that are starting to make life feel like quote-unquote normal.
Slowly returning.
Yeah, I know we got a gig coming up in a couple of weeks that's a shared gig with two other bands, which during COVID was unheard of. I mean, getting a gig was unheard of, that's but now cool. It's with multiple bands. Yeah, so I don't have a lot of closing remarks. Just, you know, keep your head up. You know,
that's it. Check on your friends.
Check on your friends is all you beat me to it. Yeah, you know,
that's pretty much it.
I feel like I should say something sentimental, but I'm not that kind of person.
You're about as soft as a fucking boulder, so.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Like soft as a porcupine.
So where can they find the show then?
Well, the show is at The Dick Van Mike Show on Instagram and Facebook. It's at Dick Van Mike on Twitter. And I missed, it's also...
YouTube is...
You're listening to it. You know what? Matt made a good point last week. I'll tell you what it is. You know, it's not, we don't have to list everywhere we are because someone is listening to us.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening to the platform you're listening on. If you haven't already, please hit the subscribe or follow button or the notification bell if it's on YouTube.
And whatever set platform, up that auto download.
Whatever platform you're listening to on, thank you for listening. And please remind yourself or get it to remind you that we're here. We're here every week. We missed 1 week and we are going to make up for that at some point. There'll be a bonus episode or a 0.5 or whatever we decide. I can't remember what we decided on. We talked about it in the episode. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And we'll figure it out. But yeah, you know, follow us.
Hit us up.
We got social media.
Where can they find you?
Instagram at Richard Hartnett. I've never gained a follower from this show, but you know, I'm still optimistic. Yeah. Everyone that listens already follows me.
There you go. And now you can find me at MADalessandro20 on Instagram, where you will find links to streaming the show and also my personal endeavors.
Yeah. So let me just do this. Next week, Mike's B-Day podcast.
One chip challenge.
One chip challenge. What's the show on YouTube? Is it called Hot?
Hot Thing? Hot Ones?
Hot Ones.
It's not from Hot Ones.
No, I don't mean One Chip is from Hot Ones. I just mean Hot Ones is like that show where they do like conversations over
hot spicy shit. Yeah.
Basically, Dick Van Mike Hot Ones. We'll just already name the episode Birthday Hot Ones or some bullshit like that. Now I'm going to copy this. That was to Remy. I'm going to send this one to Matt.
Dick Van Mike up in flames.
And,
beauty.
We'll see if they respond. Watch. So, no, you were here. Never mind. I was going to say Remy was here last week, but you were here. Remy tried to call us the other week and
to fact check us
because he knew
maybe we that's were the bonus we'll make up for our missed episode. We'll do a fact check episode.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. So anyone who listens to the show, if you want to just, you know, pick a random episode from the past, listen to it and find the point in the episode where Mike says something along the lines of, No, for real, 100%. Send that to me so I know to look at it because he was probably 100% wrong.
Likely.
And we're going to do a whole fact check episode.
I talk out of my ass a lot.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Like, anyways.
Anyway, thank you everybody for tuning in. Please, like Richard said, hit that subscribe button, that follow button. Find us anywhere that you find us and share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with anybody you want, coworkers, grandmothers, dogs, pets, cats, trees, forest.
Yeah, if you listen with your cat, at least you're listening with another living thing.
There you go. So thank you again for the support. We'll see you guys next week for the birthday stream with Hot Shit.
The birthday podcast.
Tune in on YouTube if you want to watch Dick cry.
Yeah, I'm going to cry my eyes out.
Yeah, and there we go. Well, he's going to bring some milk. A whole
gallon of milk. Yeah. Fucking.
Then like, maybe we'll get the dairy challenge too and he'll throw up all over the place.
Can you do it with me?
No, because then my asshole will explode and there's no bathroom here and it's not going to be good.
That's the funny part.
It's not the funny part.
Oh, Matt asked who's ordering the chips.
Why don't we each get our own chip?
Well, how do you get them?
On Amazon.
Wait, you can just order these on Amazon?
Yeah.
That should be illegal.
And it's not.
It's like bike locks.
It comes on Amazon.
Like, you shouldn't be able to buy bike locks. People's, that should be a regulated thing.
The reviews on it say that they basically taste like metal. It's just hot metal.
Okay, we'll figure that out after the episode.
Okay. Sounds good.
And I'll ramble about bike locks in the future.
Anyway, everybody have a fantastic Thursday and the rest of your weekend. We will see you all.
Thrilling! thrilling Thursday.
Thrilling Thursday, fantastic, a fantastic Friday, a superb Saturday, and a spicy Sunday. And we'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Pow.